could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home and achieve 10 fin in monthly prizes or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Chalino boo, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Absa card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters. Absa.
This ASA business woman sues government over stray bullet injury seeking 1.5 million kwacha compensation. Green Party criticizes government CDF hike as political gimmick. In global news, Zelensky condemned vile Russian strike lasting 12 hours. Very good afternoon to you. My name is Constance Moizena Mwinga with the main news at 18 hours. A Lusaka businesswoman, Maureen Mwape, has sued the Attorney General, Mulilo Kabesha, and the Zambia Police in the Lusaka High Court, seeking compensation amounting to 1.5 million kwacha for assault occasioning actual bodily harm. According to the statement of claim, the incident occurred on July 13, 2024, at Mrs. Mwape's residence in Kanyama compound when a stray bullet discharged from an AK-47 in the custody of a Zambia police officer struck her lower right abdomen. Mrs. Mwape submits that the bullet penetrated her lower right abdomen, causing grievous harm and severe abdominal injuries, forcing emergency treatment at Kanyama Level 1 Hospital and later a referral to the University Teaching Hospital, where the bullet pellet was surgically removed about 15 hours after the shooting. She has explained that she suffered extensive trauma, psychological distress and financial loss, and that the injuries have prevented her from continuing her trading business, which generated a monthly profit of 19,000 kwacha prior to the incident. The lawsuit alleges a negligence and breach of duty by police officers tasked with public safety and further says reports to Kanyama Police Command and the Lusaka District Command have yielded no assistance or support. Ms. Mwake is now seeking 1.5 million kwacha in compensation for grievous bodily harm, damages for injury, suffering and loss of income, interest at the commercial bank lending rate from date of injury, special damages to be assessed by the court, costs and any other orders the court deems fit. Green Party leader Peter Sinkamba has criticized government's decision to increase the Constituency Development Fund CDF allocation in the 2026 national budget from 36.1 million kwacha to 40 million, calling it a political gimmick. Mr. Sinkamba is concerned over the unequal distribution of CDF across constituencies, arguing that the current pattern of disbursement remains a pressing issue that needs to be addressed. In an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Sinkamba emphasized the need for tangible results from CDF implementation rather than using it as a tool for political appeasement targeted at specific regions. He is urging government to operationalize an equity commission to monitor and ensure equitable distribution of resources.
It will continue like that until and unless the equity commission is set up, because right now much of the commission is provided for in the legislation, much as the constitution provides for an equity commission, which is able to look at equitable distribution of resources and the human, both the human and the financial. The APMD government has been very, very reluctant to operationalize that commission and operationalize the law that we have been enacted to deal with that.
In other news, a 24-year-old man is on the run after allegedly attacking his 20-year-old wife with a machete in Chama District, Eastern Province, following a marital dispute. Eastern Province Police Commissioner Robert Sotumba says the incident occurred on Saturday, September 27, 2025, after a marital dispute over rumors that the husband had impregnated another woman. He explains the brief facts of the matter and that the victim, Timanye Mutambo, has been married to her husband since November 2022, and that recently there have been rumors going around that her husband impregnated another woman, prompting her to confront the husband on the allegations, which resulted into a marital dispute and eventually into a fight after he picked up a machete and hacked her. Mr. Mwemba says the victim sustained severe injuries, including deep cuts to her head, neck and shoulder, as well as an amputated finger, and was rushed to Sithwe Health Post for medical attention and later referred to Chama District Hospital, where her condition is critical. He says police visited the scene of the accident, where they found bloodstains in a one-roomed grass-thatched house, while a machete and the amputated finger were also recovered from the scene. The Zambian government says the Girls' Education and Women's Empowerment and Livelihoods Dual Project has demonstrated remarkable success, with an independent impact evaluation revealing that beneficiaries experienced a 30% reduction in extreme poverty, driven by a 62% increase in household income and an 80% rise in business profits. During a keynote address at a side event on the margins of the 8th United Nations General Assembly last Friday, Permanent Secretary at the Gender Division in the Office of the President, Mayinga Kabika, expressed profound gratitude to the World Bank and cooperating partners from Sweden, Germany, Switzerland, the United Kingdom and Ireland for their steadfast support. Ms. Kavika explained that the project has not only improved economic outcomes, but also empowered women with beneficiaries, gaining greater agency in their lives.
Your partnership on the Girls' Education and Women's Empowerment and Livelihood Project is a powerful testament to our shared commitment to social justice and development. Zambia's national policies are firmly rooted in the belief that no one should be left behind. This is the guiding principle of our 8th National Development Plan and our broader social protection agenda. We have recognized that persistent poverty is not merely a symptom of economic challenges, but a core barrier to our nation's progress. In this context, the Dual Project is a cornerstone of our strategic approach to combating poverty and inequality.
Meanwhile, Dr. Ifat Sharif, World Bank Global Director for Social Protection and Jobs, affirmed that Zambia's dual program demonstrates how social protection empowers people and lifts communities, especially as crises widen inequalities. She noted that combining cash support with training and access to capital unlocks lasting improvements and employment, underscoring the critical need to strengthen partnerships to scale these efforts.
What is especially encouraging is that these impacts that we see don't fade. And I just want to pause because this is such an important point. In many cases, what we see is that they actually didn't grow over time. So in Zambia, for example, where nearly 145,000, so just to give a number, 145,000 women have been supported. And we have the latest data that show that the benefits lasted more than 3 years after the program. And this is phenomenal. And not only that, household incomes continue to increase, driven by an 80% increase in business profits. So I don't know about good investment, but this certainly seems to be a good return on investment for any government.
And in his opening remarks, Dr. Chola Milambo, permanent representative of Zambia to the United Nations, stated that the empowerment of women and girls is a non-negotiable necessity for national development. In more news, FEAN Zambia has welcomed government's decision to reconsider the bonding requirement for farmers under the Farmer Input Support Program, FISP. The requirement had mandated farmers to sell a minimum of 10 by 50 kilogram bags of white maize to the Food Reserve Agency, FRA, failure to which they would be removed as beneficiaries from the program. However, following an outcry from some affected farmers and concerned stakeholders, Agriculture Minister Reuben Mutolo recently announced in Parliament that government has rescinded this decision. In welcoming this pronouncement, CN Zambia Country Coordinator Vladimir Chilinya notes that this requirement was unfair, especially after a drought and hindered farmers' recovery.